about 10 minutes.
Okay, this week we're going to continue with our discussion of the din of guf naki by tefillin. Remember, we've been talking about the sugya on daf chaf gimel, which we're not actually going to spend any time on significantly today. It talks about whether a person's allowed to sleep with the tefillin on and do various other kinds of things with tefillin on. The problem is it's the problem of guf naki. Where do we know that tefillin require guf naki? Where does that whole idea come from? So we have two gemaras that we looked at already last week. I'd like to look at them again. Both of them in gemara in Shabbos. One is daf mem tesamid aleph, and one is daf kuf lamed amid aleph. Okay, talk about the famous discussion of Elisha Baal Knafayim. To refresh your memory about that, what I've sort of changed the rest of the Marmakom with you. What I'd like to get to in the end is for you to understand our minig is, or most people's minig is anyway, that we only wear tefillin b'shas tefillah. According to some of the Achronim, the mitzvah deraisa, to wear tefillin all day long. So where does this idea that you don't wear tefillin all day long come from? It's clear from the Gemaras that we learned that people wore tefillin all day long, right? They're taking them off to go. We're going to see later on. When you eat, you take them off. You take them off to go to the bathroom. Otherwise, you're wearing them all day. And that may even be the mitzvah deraisa, the machlokas poskim, which I'm not going into.
Didn't expect you to wear it at work in the ancient days either.
Oh, yes, they did.
Yeah?
Oh, yes.
But how could you have in mind?
Hesach Hadas is a different topic. Today's topic we're going to talk about is guf naki. Hesach Hadas we actually didn't complete. We just introduced last week. Polinetta, we'll do it again. We'll do that if I don't forget about it. We'll do it next week. So what I'd like you to do is to look again in the Gemaras and Shabbos of Memtes and Kuf Lamed. Do the Tosas Asaf Memtes. Basically, the major problem from the Gemara is what does it mean tefillin tzrichin guf naki kelisha baal knafayim? What do you see from Elisha baal knafayim about guf naki? Alright, so look at the Tosafot, look at the Rashi. You might have a little bit of the Rashi is on the Gemara daf kuf lamed. You might have a little bit difficulty understanding the Rashi because I had a lot of trouble. The Aloma part of the Rashi, I think I understand what pshat is in Rashi. If you get stuck on it, I would be happy to try to persuade you that my pshat is the correct pshat in Rashi. Then the Ritva, which you've already seen before. And then there's the Rashba. And then finally we get to the part where we talk about why don't we wear tefillin. Believe it or not, there's not much in the way of sources for why we don't wear tefillin, b'zman hazeh. Why we only wear pshat tefillah. Brought down in the tour, brought down the Shulchan Aruch, but in terms of earlier sources, there's very little in the way of Makaros.
Why
we're going to try to pay attention to the sources, okay. All right, and then we can speculate as to what they mean.
Okay.
So what I'd like to do is look at the Smag, say from Mrs. Godel as a Rishon, as I'm sure you know, then at Shulchan Aruch, and then the Bir Agua, and hopefully it has to do with how you understand the sugya of Elisha Baal Knafayim, possibly, as to why we don't wait till all day.
When it comes to the fact that when you're under tension, you might lose
stairs. You're talking about the sheets of the Ritva. Yes, we did see the Ritva. That's
right,
one of the sheets
that
you're going to see. Okay? So get to work. I really wanted to do the topic of Hesach Hadas today, too.
Mm-hmm.
But when I saw that I was already had filled up two pages, I decided, why am I driving you guys crazy?
Oh, wow.
What's the rush? The rush is the one who talks about Hesach Hadas. You're very good.